been waiting an hour.
We had to change taxis twice, Billy. Make sure we weren't followed. It's 3 a.m. Wasn't easy to flag one down.
So this is the guy.
Luther Wallace. Meet my partner, Detective Billy Harney.
You got a cell phone, Mr. Wallace?
What?
Did you bring a cell phone with you?
Yeah. I have a phone, obviously.
Give it here. I'm not asking, Mr. Wallace.
Hey, what's your problem?
Relax. I just removed the battery so no one can track you. I appreciate you coming.
Your partner didn't really give me much of a choice.
Well, I'm giving you one now. Do you want to leave? Okay, then. You're here, Mr. Wallace, because...
Call me Luther. You're going to screw me? You may as well use my first name.
No one's trying to screw you, Luther. We want to help you.
Let's be honest about this, at least. You're going to get me killed.
We protect our informants.
You got no idea how dangerous these maniacs are.
We've had the drug ring bugged for months now, Luther. Kate has been undercover inside for almost as long.
Then what the hell do you need me for?
When we raid the place, would you rather go to jail with the rest of your crew? Look, we don't need you to wear a wire inside, but at other locations, we're going to have to ask...
There's no fucking way.
Luther, come on, man. We talked about this.
I'm not wearing a wire, Kate. May as well be a shroud. Forget it.
Again, not asking. And we'll need you to testify when this thing goes to trial.
They'll never let that happen. I don't think you get how big this thing is.
Are you going to help us understand?
I'm talking multiple bodies. A few you definitely don't know about. Plus shipments of H by the week. Big as a frickin' cargo ship sometimes.
It's all about to end, Luther. You can either go down with your associates or work with us. Those are your only two choices. You're here because you trust Kate. I'm asking you to trust me, too.
Until a day ago, I thought Kate was selling just like me. You got no idea how much shit you're about to be in. I've sold for my share of heavyweights. I've never seen anything like this group. Gotta be the biggest operation in Chicago in 20, 30 years. You got no idea.
Like I said, you're gonna help us understand.
You trust this guy, Billy?
Luther will be fine.
I thought he was supposed to get them talking about a package.
He will.
Oh, yeah? Because this sounds a lot like them talking about football.
Patty, we've been on this stakeout for months, and this is the first dealer Kate has been able to turn, okay? Let's give him time.
Jesus, Edgar.
I'm sorry.
Classic Edgar.
You're supposed to check the lids. This coffee's like 1,000 degrees.
It's like 190 degrees. And it's rude to check the lids in front of the deli girl. It's like assuming she's done a bad job.
Oh, the pretty one? She always does a bad job. You're scared of her, aren't you?
Whatever. You do the coffee run next time.
Just shut the door.
Okay, everybody, just take a deep breath.
What did I miss?
Nothing. My brother's new informant is doing an excellent job steering the conversation towards the spreads of Sunday's games.
Give Luther time.
Is Kate in there?
She is. Shh. Wait. What did he just say?
Something about a package. Waiting for a package.
The shipment of heroin. We should get the DEA on the phone.
Okay, shh. What are they saying now? Turn it up, Edgar.
When's it coming in? Will it be here before Friday?
It'll come. When it comes. Why are you so curious, Luther?
I'm not.
You know, I stopped by your place last night, Luther.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. You weren't there.
Shit, where's this going?
Yeah, I made an extra score on my weekly pickups. Thought you might want to partake. So where the hell were you at 3 a.m., Luther?
Asleep, man. I must not have heard you knocking. I was out cold.
Is that right?
We gotta get in there.
Hold on, Billy.
For what? So we can listen to Luther get his brains blown out?
If you go in there, you expose the sting and the whole operation is over. All of these months of work.
His life is in danger, Patty. I gave him my word. I'm not going to argue with you.
Quiet, you two.
The thing is, I let myself in. You told me where you keep a spare key. Remember? So... Where were you
that.
We know they've been sniffing around.
I'd be in as much shit as you would, Charlie. Think about it.
Then, where were you?
He was with me.
Bullshit.
He was. Luther spent the night at my place.
Uh-huh. Tell me another one, Kate.
Believe what you want.
You and Luther. On what planet would someone who looks like you ever touch that disgusting blob?
Fuck you, Charlie.
Ah, your feelings hurt, Charlie. Because I chose Luther over you.
You think I'm jealous of that tub of shit?
I know you are. You've been trying to take me home since 10 seconds after we met.
Not buying it.
She's telling the truth, Charlie. Kate and Luther have been getting it on for weeks.
You see? I told Sandra the night it first happened.
I don't even... Jesus. All right. Luther, I'm impressed.
That was close. The girl saved him.
Thanks, Sandra. Thanks for backing me up.
I got you, Kate. Screw Charlie.
Your cough is getting worse, Sandra. You need to go to the doctor.
Nah, I'm good. Hey, you seen the USB? I gotta load the fire sword to unlock the Enchanted Fortress level expansion.
And they're talking about video games again.
I'm going for a walk.
Billy, come on. It worked out. Don't be mad.
Don't ever do that again, Patty. Next time I say it's time to raid, we raid.
Billy, is that you?
Daddy!
Susie Q!
Sing the song, Daddy.
I like the way you walk. I like the way you talk. Susie Q. You walk. I like the way you talk. Susie Q.
All right, sweetie. Give Daddy a second to settle in. Hey, handsome.
Hi, sweetie.
Daddy, look what we're doing.
Is this a giant mess I get to spend all night cleaning up?
You can show him in a second, sweetie. Let's go wash your hands before you get glue all over Daddy. Billy, can you clean up in here?
That's my job. What is all this, Val?
Just doing a little civic-minded arts and crafts.
Oh, campaign buttons. Re-elect Governor Nicola. What's Susie like best about the governor? His stance on abortion or campaign finance reform?
She's more of a universal pre-K kind of girl. Single-issue voter.
How's she feeling today?
If she has another night like last night, I'll take her to Dr. Ross.
No, I'll take her. I'm off till 6 tomorrow night.
How's the van today? Patty and Edgar still fighting?
My sister mostly spared poor Edgar today. You know what, though? You better hide those campaign pins before Patty comes over.
Not a chance.
Valerie, my sister's fiancé, is practically running the campaign for Nicola's opponent, so...
Billy, I'm not going to tiptoe around your sister simply because she's decided to marry the campaign manager.
Val. Shh, stop. Come here.
Good argument. I'm still not hiding them. But I'm glad you're home.
Me too.
Billy. Billy. Your phone.
Christ. Yeah, this is horny.
Billy, there's been another one.
Lieutenant?
Another body from the ring just turned up.
Shit. Who?
Heavyset guy, 30. Low-level dealer.
Luther. Fuck. Damn it.
You've been in the van every day. It's your call. What do you want to do? Billy, you got to make a decision.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Let's go in.
Done. We'll set the rate for 0600.
Sure you know how to fly this thing, Edgar?
Nothing to it. They make these police drones easier to navigate than the remote control cars we had growing up. Looks like everyone's still asleep.
All right, have SWAT pull up.
We're good to go, Billy. I'm guessing a dozen people in there.
SWAT leader, you read me?
Loud and clear. In position.
All right, here we go, gentlemen. You good, Jeffries?
Check. Safety's off.
All right. Let's go. Get it done.
All right, go time, fellas.
Let's go. Nose is up.
What? Everyone on the ground, now!
Oh, fuck. Come on. Fuck.
Hey, what is this?
Let me see hands! Jeffries, report!
Flanky right. Back door. 6 o'clock. We got a runner.
Hit him with pellet!
He's down. Manny, secure him.
Do not move! Face on the ground! Hey, go! Front room secure, sir.
Upstairs secure.
You broke my ribs, man.
You're breaking my heart.
Detective, we're contained, Lieutenant. You can go in. Looks like stashes throughout the house. Look at this.
What? The crate?
Yes, sir. Officer, hand me that crowbar. Looks like 40 or 50 K worth, Lieutenant.
Excellent.
This has got to be the package we were instructed to impound.
Load it up. Let's head out. Nice work, Billy. Nice work.
Hey, Ralphie. Is Kate in yet?
Haven't seen her. You got some visitors, though. Evidence lockup.
What visitors?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, Billy.
Got another one for you, Ralphie. Why don't you take a seat?
What is all this? What's going on, Lieutenant?
Billy Harney. Meet Nick Hall from the state's attorney's office.
State's attorney.
Glad to finally put a face to the name, Detective Harney. Excellent work this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Careful, boys. Don't stack the boxes. Bring the second card in from the van if you need it.
Lieutenant, what's going on?
The state's attorney is thrilled with the success of your operation, Detective.
So why does it feel like you're picking our pockets?
Not at all. We're just moving evidence you secured this morning to our offices.
You mean you're commandeering it?
Direct orders from state's attorney Olson. Nothing adversarial about it, I assure you.
Yeah, I assure you. Lieutenant.
Don't look at me. I'm outranked here.
Let's go, boys. That should do it.
Wait. Mr. Hall, what exactly does the state's attorney want with the evidence we took from the drug ring?
It's just procedure, Detective. Nothing to worry about.
Actually, procedure would be keeping your noses...
Billy, enough.
You know what? The hell with it. If State's Attorney Olson wants to get involved in this, so be it. It could only help speed up the prosecutions, right?
Good attitude. Thanks, Detective.
I got a bad feeling about this, Billy.
I know what you mean. Hey, yeah, I'm so sorry I'm late.
20 minutes, Billy? What the hell?
Is the interviewer here yet?
She was waiting for you to arrive. We only have 40 minutes to get home for the babysitter. This is important to me, Billy. Should be to you, too.
Hey, it is. Val, okay. I'm sorry.
Switch your brain out of police mode and into family mode. Now.
Mr. and Mrs. Harney?
Hi, I'm Sarah Bowl. I'll be conducting the interview.
Hi. Thanks so much for seeing us. I'm sorry, my husband was late.
Hey, sorry, you know, I was stuck at work. I promise it doesn't reflect how much we hope to get Susie enrolled in your school. Seriously, I don't know if peewee football allows boosters, but my wife is more than ready to sign up.
What do you do for work, Mr. Harney?
I'm with Chicago PD, Homicide Division.
He's a detective, actually, and Billy's father is chief of detectives.
Valerie, stop.
That's great. We have a lot of high-profile parents here. You probably noticed the security on your way in.
Yes. You know, that'd be another benefit of letting Susie in. My whole family is blue. My sister Patty and I will be at every school play, every potluck. Double your security, and it won't cost you a thing.
Everyone we've talked to says the best things about this place, the best preschool in Chicago.
Thank you. And of course, because of that very deserving reputation, if I may say so myself, our space is extremely limited.
Of course.
That said, Susie is an excellent applicant.
Really? She is?
Of course she is.
That's fantastic.
She was off the charts on the puzzles we gave her.
Off the charts. See? I knew it. Now, I gotta be honest, that's all Valerie.
Honestly, this is more of a formality, but there are a few questions I'd like to ask you both.
How the hell could you do that to me, Billy?
Kate, sorry. What are you doing here? I'm in a meeting.
Billy?
I'm so sorry about this, Miss Bull. This is my partner.
3 months! 3 months of my life I was in there, undercover, ingratiating myself, convincing them I was legit in danger every damn day. And you raid the place and blow it all up in one morning?
Billy.
Sorry, give me a sec. I was protecting you, Kate. Luther got killed. I couldn't be sure of your
safety. Luther's death is on us. That was our fucking fault. Least you could have done is let me dig a little deeper.
Billy, take this outside. No.
You torpedoed me, man. A couple more weeks, I would have been able to identify the ring suppliers and the names of all the Chicago muckety-mucks who shop
there.
Kate,
I'm not going to apologize for trying to protect you.
Perhaps we should reschedule.
Billy!
I'm so sorry. Kate, outside.
Don't bother. I'm out of here.
Let's talk another time. It seems like you have a lot going on at the moment. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Dad.
Billy, grab a seat. You okay?
It's been a day.
This your son?
You got it. Get him anything he wants. Sky is the limit. Kid had a big couple of days at work.
Dad, please.
I'm proud of you. Sue me. I'll start. 2 eggs over easy, bacon that'll stand up on its own, and whatever that pastry is over there on the third shelf.
Strawberry shortcake.
Oh, well.
Very popular with girls under 10.
Bring me a bear claw or something, okay?
Much more masculine. Well done. And for you, Big Shot?
Just some coffee, please. Where's Vera today?
Vera works Wednesdays and Sundays.
You know, I thought Patty was weaning you off bacon.
Your twin sister does not wean her father, capiche?
Mm-hmm. Whatever you say. How's your list coming?
What list?
Your guest list for Patty's wedding. Isn't she letting you invite friends? Goldie, obviously. Will she cap you at 10?
Letting me? The wedding is at my damn house. I can invite as many of my friends as I want.
Sure you can.
Anyway, I'm inviting 10.
Ah, there you go. You know, Patty's really on me to spend more time with her fiancé.
Ari's not so bad.
Yeah, I guess it's too late to sign Patty up for Tinder.
What's that?
It's just this stupid... Look, never mind. You know what? Actually, now that I think about it, it's probably exactly the kind of place you'd meet a guy like Ari. I mean, Jesus, what is she seeing him?
Give him time. He's growing on me. I know he comes off like a slick sports agent.
And not even real sports video games. God, Jesus, Patty is out of his league. Simple as that.
Ari treats your sister like a damn princess. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. When Susie grows up and starts bringing boys home...
No, won't happen. Susie is never growing up. Okay, so get that out of your head.
Here you go.
What's this? I ordered a bear claw.
Eat the strawberry shortcake. Our little secret.
She's growing on me. So what's up, Billy? You look like hell.
You hear what happened? State's attorney commandeered all the evidence from our raid.
She did?
Yeah. Weird, right?
I gave up a long time ago trying to figure out what goes on in the head of State's attorney Margaret Olson. There's something else bugging you.
You remember my new partner, Kate?
The one you put undercover in the ring?
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's pissed I called for the raid. She did solid work burrowing in there, and I pulled out the rug from under her.
Well, there's never a perfect time to end an operation like that. Maybe you could have gotten more. But maybe someone else would have gotten hurt.
Yeah, well, she showed up at our interview for Susie's preschool this morning, got the address from an on-duty sergeant, told me off in front of Valerie and the interviewer.
How'd that go over?
Well, I'll let you know when Val starts speaking with me again. It's partly my fault I didn't mention that Kate's, you know...
A looker?
Yeah, well, yeah, she's, you know, she's attractive, yeah.
Valerie trusts you. She'll get over it.
Something else, though. Kate's been so deep undercover in this drug ring. For 3 months, almost, and...
And?
I think... Look, Dad, she didn't seem entirely sober.
You talking to me as your father or as the chief of detectives?
As my father, 100%. This is off the record.
Billy.
I gotta be able to talk to you about stuff, Dad. You're always helpful navigating these kind of jams.
Look, it's a big accusation to level.
Well, you don't think I know that?
Just be careful. Sometimes when a cop is going through something emotional... It's the partner who gets jammed up trying to help.
You saying that as my dad? Or as the chief of D's?
Billy boy, they're waiting for you.
Waiting for me? Who?
Good luck, kid.
What the hell?
Here he is, ma'am. This is Detective William Harney.
Detective Harney, nice of you to join us. I'm Stacy.
State's Attorney Olson. Hey, Lieutenant.
Billy.
And nice to see you again, Mr. Hall.
Uh-huh.
Where the hell is it, Detective?
Ma'am?
Where's the package?
Lieutenant, you want to tell me what's going on here?
Lieutenant Daniels can't help you. Just tell us where the package is, and perhaps there won't be any further consequences to you or your career.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
Oh, good. You're listening. You think you're immune because your daddy is chief of D's?
Now, hold on. Detective Harney has never
once... Quiet, Lieutenant.
Somebody want to tell me what this is all about?
In your raid this morning, your team confiscated a tremendous amount of evidence.
All of which you packed up and took away, remember?
Not all of it. The package, Detective Harney. Where is the fucking package?
The shipment of heroin? It's there. It's with the stuff you all took from evidence storage.
No, not a shipment of heroin.
I don't understand.
Clearly. The package you were supposed to take in the raid is the drug ring's ledger.
It's ledger.
The list of all their clients with dates and purchase amounts, not to mention actual money. The key to all the Bitcoin the ring has accepted. Millions of dollars.
What exactly are you accusing us of, Ms. Olson?
What's it sound like, Lieutenant?
Now, hold on.
Wait, okay, wait, stop. Is that what this mission was all about? Jesus, it was, wasn't it? The state's attorney's office doesn't care about the murder of a couple drug dealers or even about stopping giant shipments of drugs going to schools.
Watch yourself, Detective.
You're the state's attorney and all you care about is this ledger? What, so you can protect the rich customers of the ring?
Do you know how many frantic calls I've gotten today from representatives of every bold-faced name in this city? All of them desperate to keep this ledger under wraps so their clients aren't exposed.
Exposed as drug users? What? Wait, why is the state's attorney protecting them?
Wake up, Detective! The ledger could implicate some of the biggest names in Chicago. Hell, the NFL called, concerned some players might be listed in there. This is the most valuable book I've ever heard of. If you have any instinct for self-preservation, I suggest you find it immediately. I don't give a crap who your father is.